We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Prosecutors have wrapped up their closing arguments, telling a jury to convict Harvey Weinstein of rape.
In a folksy, conversational manner, Prosecutor Jonah Luzzi referred to Harvey Weinstein at one point as Richie Rich. She told the jury he had plenty of phones and such in his car. She was making the point that on more than one occasion, he'd drop off an accuser at their apartment, then circle back, show up unexpectedly, and call to say he was there. Actress Annabella Sciorra says he pushed his way in and raped her. Miriam Haley says he pushed his way into her building, but she wouldn't let him into her apartment. Prosecutors are trying to show a pattern of continuous predatory behavior. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds at 100 Center Street.
The jury will begin deliberations on Tuesday. Wendy Williams posted a tearful apology to her fans this morning on social media, especially to those in the LGBTQ community, one day after sparking outrage by saying on her morning talk show that men need to stop wearing women's skirts and heels.
I'm 55 years old, and maybe I sounded like your auntie, your mother, your big sister, or somebody out of touch. I'm not out of touch, except for perhaps yesterday, by saying what I said.
Williams made the comments during a rant on Galentine's Day, in which she also said men aren't allowed to participate even if they're gay. The accused gunman in the shootings of two police officers in the 41st Precinct in the Bronx last weekend is now formally indicted on attempted murder charges for the shooting at the Station House, as the NYPD emphasizes in a memo that the threat of violence against cops is not over.
A study in contrast in the courtroom. Police officers who filled the gallery sat in silence. Williams' family shouted, "We love you." Williams now charged with attempted murder of police officers and civilians after he allegedly opened fire in a precinct station house. Meanwhile, the feds arrested an MS-13 gang member for allegedly threatening officers in the same precinct. PBA President Pat Lynch.
There's a lot of press talk about a threat against New York City police officers. But quite frankly, that's not unusual for those of us that have a shield on our chest.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at Bronx State Supreme Court.
Guilty on all counts, the verdict from Michael Avenatti in the Nike extortion case. The former attorney for high-profile clients like Stormy Daniels had no reaction in court today, as he was convicted of trying to extort $25 million from the athletic apparel giant. On this day of love for book lovers, the New York Public Library is hosting readings, podcasts, and author talks about the 125 most loved books published since 1895. Lynn Lobash is the library's associate director of reader services.
We're hoping that for people who haven't read in a long time, they can use this list and find some entry point for themselves and then maybe remember what a pleasure it is to sit down with a book. It's only 125 books. We're certainly not saying like we've caught everybody's favorite book or the most important to everybody on here. It's just a doorway.
The events are all part of the New York Public Library's 125th anniversary. A-Rod reportedly emerging as a potential Mets buyer. According to The Post, citing Wall Street and baseball sources, Alex Rodriguez is seriously considering being part of a deal similar to what his former teammate Derek Jeter did in Miami, becoming a partial owner of the Marlins. Jeter contributed $25 million to that deal, worth $1.2 billion, by the way. Back in 2017, A-Rod appeared on CNBC talking about his hopes and dreams.
Ever since I was 10 years old and I sat in my father's lap, I had two dreams. One was to be a Major League Baseball player, but that usually never happens. And two was to be a CEO or CEO of some public company and go to graduate school.
He's been busy as a baseball analyst on TV the last few seasons. Just last week, billionaire hedge fund manager Steve Cohen walked away from a $2.6 billion deal with the Mets for 80% interest in the team, turning it down reportedly because the Wilpon family wasn't interested in giving up control for at least 5 years, even with new ownership.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.